The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, the San Jose Sharks hit the road for a hugely important three-game trip and subsumed within that a gigantic game. Nashville has won four straight games, and the Sharks have lost four straight, and so that eight-point swing in the standings has put the Predators 5 points ahead of the Sharks in the overall standings, in a playoff position, and in the spot where the Sharks want to end up, going to the postseason in the National Hockey League, playing for the Stanley Cup. The thing is, with 70 points in their 69th game, the Sharks are in a pretty good position in spite of their recent losing skein. And head coach Ryan Warsawski talks about his club being excited about being in this opportunity at this stage of the season.
This is exactly where we wanted to be. So we're in the race. We've got to embrace it, enjoy it, go through it all together, learn from it, continue to push forward and be excited about it. And I think that's the message.
Kiefer Sherwood, who began his NHL career with the Predators, is also excited about what's to come, and he talked about the prospects for tonight.
Yeah, this is why you play. You know, this is what you work so hard for during the years, for these opportunities, these games that are essentially 4-point games, and we're the hunters here. We gotta fight and claw our way in, and we gotta take down the teams that are in front of us. So to get those games against teams that are right in front of us is a huge opportunity for us. So, it's going to be a great game, and I'm sure both teams will bring it. And it's going to ultimately be who wants it more and who's more desperate for the playoffs.
When it comes to making a playoff push, Sherwood says you have to have your A game.
I think just our mindset, our work ethic, our desperateness, and our swagger. We gotta bring it, and it's gonna be our whole team. It can't just be half the team on a night. Like at this time of the year, we need everyone to bring their A game, and everyone has to be willing to work and have that tenacity and that that desperateness. That the urgency is now. We gotta fight and claw our way in, and you can't just keep saying that we got games in hand or whatever. Games in hand is just if you don't do anything with them, we got to start winning some games here, and starts tonight.
Sherwood adds that even though players develop their B games during the course of the year, this is no time to roll that out.
I don't think that there's any room for B games at this time of the year. I think it's everyone has to have their A game because that's the only chance that we have of doing anything special or getting in. Like, if we bring our B game, we're not going to claw past three or four teams in front of us. And you're not relying on them to bring their B game. So, like, I think you have to establish your A game and establish that you're coming out swinging from the puck drop. And that has to be our mindset.
So how do you get your A game going? Well, Dmitry Orlov has all kinds of ideas on that topic.
I mean, start simple at the start of the game, Just simple plays, hard plays, get some hits, get some bumps, just to get feel in the game, and shift by shift, stay focused, and you have to be strong in your mind, obviously, not do too much, It's the most important. When you try to do too much, it's obviously going to be even worse. Short shifts, try to talk to your teammates during the shifts, during the bench, how can be able to get something, things right on the ice, and support each other, be close to each other, and then you have a couple good shifts, you start feeling it, and just you need to keep doing that and keep stay focused, you cannot just, think, okay, two shifts is good, three shifts is good, and then next time you think, kind of feel loose. It could be a turning moment because every shift matter, every moment matter at the game. And especially when you get to playoffs, you can see all the games and all the leagues like so tight. It's not a lot of scoring, and you know, obviously power play, PK coming in the big moments, you know, so it's guys who play there, you know, should be more dialed in, you know, more focused. And our playoff started basically months ago, you know, and sometimes we just try to do over too much, you know, force some things and not waiting at the right moment to make a play. And I think it's cost us last few games, you know. So today it's a big game, you know. We battle for the wild card against them, you know. They kind of right now on top of us. And, you know, and ice always pretty sneaky here, you know. So you need to think about that too. And sometimes just try to take a puck from the zone, you know, like high flip or make a hard play or skater out, you know. So make sure it's not stuck in your zone. Because sometimes we not doing that, we get stuck in our zone, and then problems starting or penalty we taking it. You know, we don't have to do this, and you know, and obviously play more with the puck offensively zone, do the right thing there too, working down low as a forwards. You know, pinch it by our D if you know we lost the puck. You know, so we always should be in our toes. You know, so it should be pressure all over the place. You know, and make sure shifts are short. You know, because you cannot. It's a tough schedule, you know, and end of the season, you know, you have to be smart with your changes, with your shifts. So all little things kind of come up together, and it's not going to be perfect every night, and that's going to be perfect every shift. But more you sacrifice yourself to the team, to the any moment of the game, you know, it's going to be help in the future, you know, like, and you build it during the game, and it's going to be payoff, you know. Doesn't matter, it's not going to be payoff one game, but the next game, if we keep doing it, you know, you're like a hit like a rock, it's still going to be breaking, you know, one day or like one game, you know. So it's yeah, it's a lot of learn to younger guys, you know, but you know, as a veterans in this team, you know, we should help, we should lead the team, you know, to these things, you know, and help them. And obviously coaches show us a lot of videos what we have to do, you know. We just need to go there and execute and play hard, then we're going to be success, and then we have belief in our group, belief in each other, and then it's all coming together. All then if it's still working, it's confidence, you know, sacrifice for each other, then it start working, and then you start doing the games, because we got 14 games left, and probably we need to win 10, I would say. And it's not easy to do, especially now. But if we want to be in a playoff spot, we need to start playing from first shift until the last game is our last game as our last shift in the season. And then I think we can have a success to be able to do it and, you know, enjoy to make a playoff. And then it's going to be a new season start, you know. But right now it's our focus should be first shift, first period, and from there we just build what the right things to do.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Hey everyone, Adnan and Verk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Verk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Verk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He scores! The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
It seems amazing, but today is March 24th, and it's the first of three meetings between the Sharks and the Predators, so opportunity is knocking for San Jose here tonight to start this trip. Head coach Ryan Warsawski talks about maximizing the grade A chances tonight as a key to the game.
Yeah, this is a team, you know, obviously can get on the rush, and they can score, and they got some Forsbergs, they got the Stamkoses, the Marchessos, they have skill. We want to slow their skill down by playing in the offensive zone and play, make them play defense. So this is a good team that they've gotten some confidence going right now in their dressing room. They got a veteran group that are kind of you know, a little bit similar to us. They have some young players that are coming along and have come up from the American League and kind of given them a little bit of jolt of energy. So, again, this is a playoff-like game tonight. We're excited for it. It's a good team over there that's playing well. We're going to make sure we have patience in our game. We simplify our game at times, but when we have it, we want to step on it.
Jamal Mayers is with me for the broadcast today from Music City. We're on the air at 4:30 Pacific time, just in time for your drive home. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.